This morning we opened the subject of the demonic powers that are now dominant in the world and in the ego, nearly every ego. And the nature of the demonic interference patterns and intentions that are part of the process of destruction at the end of Kali Yuga. Now the Sat Yoga approach to Sat Yuga is the realization of theistic non-duality. If we wish to shift from a demonic hell realm to a kingdom of heaven, we have to become in such union with God that there is only God and no trace of demonic energies in our consciousness. Those energies can come from external sources, but they can only enter the space of your consciousness if there is some internal resonance with the external demons. And so if you want to be safe from harassment or possession by demonic entities or energies, then the purification of the soul and the elimination of the egoic corruption and contamination of consciousness with vicious tendencies is the way to accomplish that. So, from the highest level of our consciousness, the Atman, there is only God. The demons are not real. But from the level of ego, they're very real, and even from the level of soul, they are real within the dream, and they have a function in the dream. That function ultimately serves the good because it is destroying egos and the world that has been ruined by corrupted consciousness. But from the ego level of perception, the demons are terrifying and they create an energy of such horror and such dismay that they can overwhelm and conquer the consciousness that is still encased in the ego. And they can actually turn the ego into a kind of zombie. And when the body dies, if one is still in ego consciousness, they can snatch that soul and turn it into a demon. And so this is how the armies of the demons proliferate. And we are seeing that these demonic forces are becoming stronger every day. And thus the forces of light must awaken and activate to be a counterforce to that darkness. But this requires a very heroic self-purification and elimination of all corruption. From this perspective, the COVID injection was created by demons. And the main ingredient is a demonic energy form that can either grow into an unnatural life form that you've probably seen, those famous or infamous blood clots that look like deformed entities, but also they corrupt the blood and they corrupt the genetic code and they create a vibrational frequency that attracts demons. And so as the demonic forces focus in on those beings, they capture them just before the moment when the ingredients are about to strike down the body and snatch the soul at that moment. And this soul snatching is increasing in numbers daily, and it is creating such an overwhelming power of demonic presence that it is able to attack those who have not been injected but are still in their ego and living with carnally obsessed consciousness in negative states of paranoia, aggression, sadness, despair, deep depression, and anxiety. And all of those states make one pray to the demonic entities taking over, because they use the weakness of the ego to overcome it and steal the ego with the soul encased within it. And this is happening more and more. And because of the nature of the intentions of the demons, beings who are radiating the light of God to any extent because of their prayers and their yearning for upliftment of their consciousness also become targets, because they have energy that the demons want to take for themselves. And so the power that a yogi has must be so strong that it keeps any negative entities out of the auric field. But to succeed in that, one must engage in ceaseless remembrance of God. The Christians speak of being in ceaseless prayer. Sri Ramana spoke of being in uninterrupted Atmavichara. But it's the uninterrupted, the ceaselessness, it is that ongoing state of constancy that is what is important. If it's interrupted and the vibrational frequency drops, it gives access to the demonic powers to enter one's space. And this is why eternal vigilance is so important. So the other day on the internet, I found a short video with a collection of photographed demonic attacks upon those who were vaxxed and were impinged on at that moment when their physical weakness, because of the decline of the power of the blood and the immune system and the life energy, enable the demons to snatch the soul. And I think you can see clearly that this is happening. So I think it's worth watching this in order to have a sense of the palpable nature of what is going on in the world, so that you are under no illusions that this is simply a fantasy. Can we watch the video?
Let's turn off these lights so we can really see clearly what's happening.